A reflection on the story of the road to Emmaus. I'm reading Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 32. Now, that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. They were talking with each other about everything that had happened. As they talked and discussed these things with each other, Jesus himself came up and walked along with them. But they were kept from recognizing him. He asked them, "What are you discussing together as you walk along?" They stood still, their faces downcast. One of them, named Cleopas, asked him, "Are you only a visitor to Jerusalem and do not know the things that have happened there in the last days?" "What things?" he asked. "About Jesus of Nazareth," they replied. "He was a prophet, powerful in word and deed before God and all the people. The chief priests and our rulers handed him over to be sentenced to death, and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one who was going to redeem Israel. And what is more, it is the third day since all this took place. In addition, some of our women amazed us. They went to the tomb early this morning, but didn't find his body. They came and told us that they had seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Then some of our companions went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but him they did not see." He said to them, "How foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Did not the Christ have to suffer these things and then enter his glory? And beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he explained to them what was said in all the scriptures concerning himself." As they approached the village to which they were going, Jesus acted as if he was going further. But they urged him strongly, "Stay with us, for it is nearly evening. The day is almost over." So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and began to give it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he disappeared from their sight. They asked each other, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he talked with us on the road and opened the scriptures to us?" If you want to get yourself comfortable in your chair, relax any tight muscles. Feel how your chair is holding you. God is with you and is holding you too. Breathe out any anxieties. Breathe in the peace, love, and presence of God. As I guide you through, there will be pauses for you to consider things. If you need more time, press the pause button. Imagine yourself walking along towards a destination. You have things on your mind, your current preoccupations, worries maybe, fears perhaps. How are you feeling about them? Are you tired, discouraged, confused? Someone has come alongside you. Let him walk with you. He asks you what you are thinking about. He sees that you have things on your mind, and he wants you to tell him all about them. Tell him the whole story now about your feelings and concerns. Perhaps, like the disciples, you are bewildered. You had hoped that something would turn out in a certain way. But it seems as though just the opposite has happened. Or perhaps as if nothing at all has happened. Take time now to express to him all these things that you are feeling. He is listening compassionately and carefully to all you say. Now the stranger is talking to you. Look into his kind face, into his eyes. What is he saying to you about your life? What words of hope does he bring? How is this making you feel? Is your heart encouraged and strengthened? And how will you respond to this? What do you want to do or say? When you are ready, bring yourself back into the here and now. But bring back too any encouragement you have received.